Hello, and welcome to the America Pray Now podcast, a podcast for people of prayer. Today, we will hear from America Pray Now leader, Ryan Thomas.
Today, I want to talk about the power of prayer. I was overhearing some men the other day talk about how powerful their cars were. They were talking about horsepower, and it got me to thinking that most people understand what power is. It refers to something or someone's ability to change or alter the world around it. James 5:16 tells us that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The NIV translates it this way: the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And that's the idea here, as that just as those engines that those men were talking about were powerful and could move masses of metal and glass forward, the Bible is telling us that our prayers likewise are powerful and effective for performing works on earth. In this life, in this world, there will come times when going forward, when being successful at whatever the Lord has given for us to do, does not seem possible. There's no good way out. There is no possible way for this thing to get done. But the Bible gives us great hope in these impossible situations. On one occasion, Jesus was speaking with a rich young ruler. And in this conversation, he counseled this rich young ruler to give everything he owned to the poor and then to follow him. The young ruler declined, knowing that he had great wealth. In this account, Jesus declared that it was easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And after this statement, the disciples were shocked, and they said, "Who then can be saved?" But we read in Mark 10:27, "And Jesus looking upon them saith, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Jesus sets before us here two ways, man's way and God's way. With man, that is, according to fallen man, godless man, carnal man, Jesus tells us that some situations are indeed impossible. There is not a way forward in the natural sense. Jesus admits this fact. He confronts it. There are things we will face that are simply not possible to do in the natural sense. But then, after revealing this utter hopelessness in man, Jesus tells us a wonderful truth. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. After admitting the defeat and impossibility of man's ways, Jesus tells us the glorious way forward. And what a glorious hope this is, too. He tells us that all things are possible. He doesn't say that most things are possible, or a lot of things are possible, or just spiritual things are possible. He gives no qualifiers here. He opens up the realm of what is possible with God wide open. All things. He doesn't leave room for anyone to say this or that is outside the jurisdiction of God to touch and have influence over. With God, we are elevated to the reality of what it means to walk with Him. Those who have truly become part of God's family are subject to the ways and laws of God's house. It's His kingdom, it's His ways, and in God's house, nothing is impossible. As we consider difficult things, impossible things, in our nation, in our families, in our lives, we can take this truth of God at face value. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Engines may move rubber and metal, but prayer can move heaven and earth. Thank you for joining us for the America Pray Now podcast. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, we also publish a magazine on prayer that is free of charge and can be delivered directly to your home. You can sign up for this magazine on our website at americapraynow.com. In addition to our weekly podcast, we also meet in 16 different cities every month to pray in person. Most of our in-person prayer meetings are in Virginia, and we also have meetings in Maryland, West Virginia, Delaware, and North Carolina. Please see our websites for times and dates. Until next time, may God bless you.